It's Wednesday, the 18th of December. Hello, Mr. Blackbird. He's just right at my feet. It's almost like a wee puppy looking for me. Hand him down something to eat. Anyway. Wednesday, 18th of December. Excuse me. And it's just after 11 a.m. Long lie this morning. I slept in bed till 10. But that was to allow Mary to get a good night's sleep following her, let's say, her incident the night before. Good news is that she's now back on form. She got over that fairly quickly. Still tired, obviously, really tired last night. So we would normally up at 7 this morning, but decided to give her a chance to lie in, which gave me a bit of a lie in, but I get sore if I lie too long. But it's to her benefit, and she's definitely feeling really good this morning again, which is unusual because she's fine so long as she's not tipped off the balance for any reason. And if she does get tipped, then it can sometimes even be weeks, depending what the circumstances are before she gets over things. So good news for all round, as it were, for me and her. So a long lie, and I'm a bit bleary eyed this morning, to be honest. This right eye of mine, again, feels as if there's, I don't know, just doesn't feel right. I can see okay, but it just says that, something just not 100% about it. Well, there isn't. I wear glasses, so they're definitely not 100%. 20/20 vision, what's that? Alright. So it's a lovely morning. I say that in the nicest sense because it's bright but not sunny. Well, the sun's trying hard. But it's that kind of day where it could turn into one of those very blustery and dreich days. And I think, given that yesterday was actually a very nice day, that it will be a bad day today. So it's maybe not just kicked off yet. Could be wrong. I'd like to be wrong. The woodpecker was down on the suet feeder, and I grabbed my big lens from my room, which looks out onto the rear garden, to try and snap a photograph of him. But of course, as soon as he's seen the reflection of the lens, he was off and hasn't come back. So mea culpa for that. What I'll have to do is set up the camera on the tripod and leave the lens cover off and let him get used to that that wee reflective thing that's about 30 feet away. And then I can snap them. I can actually stand at the window, although I do have those vertical blinds, and it doesn't seem to bother him, but I guess it's that reflective part of the camera, so I'll maybe have to give him a few days to get used to that being there. It's like being in a hide, but in an indoor hide, with central heating and music and fitted garb. I forgot to bring the bucket, the rubbish bucket, back round yesterday. So Mary had just been doing her usual tossing the rubbish bags out the back door so that I could put them in the bin when I bring the bin round. But I completely forgot last night to bring it round, And I guess the fox has been round. And he's had a bit of fun with one of the bags. I hope he got something nice. It's a thing you have to remember. It's not just what you see in the garden. It's your nighttime visitors. And I know the fox comes round. I'm not saying he's round every night, but I know the fox does come round. And I know hedgehogs come round. And I know cats come round. Coming around at night time is not so bad because all the birds are in their wee beds. Sun's actually, it's got through now, but I think it'll have a task to stay out. We talk about that, don't we? We talk about like, the sun's getting out. The sun. The sun's getting out. Yeah. There's some wonderful sayings about weather, isn't it? We have them here, no doubt everyone has them. They get heavy, heavy rain for a day or two, and the old ones will say, yeah, that was needing to come out. So, it was needing to come out. I won't start on them. Although it's got me thinking. A week today is Christmas Day. There's Woody back, but he's landed on the pine, the Scots pine. It's not a big one, it's only about 30 foot high, but he's landed on that, and I'm guessing that he's going to head down to get something to eat. Maybe not when I'm here though. No, he's hunting about the tree. It's funny that you know, every time lands facing up the tree, never sideways or any other way, always straight up and down. I wonder if he's got a partner, or if it's a she, has she got a partner? I need to get my book out, because surely there's a coloration difference between the male and female. Yeah, really I'm getting lethargic in my ways. Years ago, if I'd seen that woodpecker in the garden, I had studied that to heck. I had books out and reading every descriptor about it and every picture just to make sure, and then mark it down in my books as being a visitor and not a passing visitor. If it comes, like I said, it's been coming for a couple of weeks, so it's resident as far as I'm concerned. But now I'm getting really lazy. I love those wee blue tits when they arrive. They invariably give a wee song just as they land. I don't know whether it's to say to the rest, come on guys. Great tip. I'm going to sit down one of these days and actually count, although I should know in my head, every bird. No, I don't mean like 10 blue tits, but I mean every bird that comes to the garden at some point or another. It's probably quite a lot. Even though, say, things like crows and magpies are occasional visitors, although they're always there, they're always in the big trees and always flying about. But, everything. That was a great tit again. God, you wonder what they're saying, don't you? I do admire these people that spend their lives. Well, actually, it's almost like a... being envious of their profession. Out there in the fresh air in the wild, spending their lives documenting and filming and recording and living with and working with wildlife and... my goodness. That's not a job.